doing?
Pretty good. Hope you are.
Fine.
Is this my call to you?
Yes, sir.
I called you early this morning. Where are you?
I'm in Gloucester.
Where?
Southern Virginia.
Good God Almighty. I didn't want to call you down there. What are you doing down there?
I came down to see Charlotte Scottchild and visit with the Valentine to a friend of ours.
Uh-huh.
We left about 9:30 on that national flight and flew down to Newport News, and then they picked us up. We just got in here. That's why we're a little slow calling back.
Oh, I didn't. I just told them this morning before I came over to reach you. I thought maybe you and Charlotte would like to eat dinner with me tomorrow evening.
Yeah, we'd love to. We'd be back.
All right, about 7 o'clock.
Fine.
Do you know any news?
Appalachia's got problems in Texas. We're getting maybe 10 boats maximum.
Yeah.
I wish we wouldn't bring it up. It's a problem, probably. But the battle on that apportionment thing is hot as a pistol, and I notified your staff people.
Yeah.
As soon as I got word of it.
What should we do about it?
Well, what I was encouraging them to do was to, if they want to have a constitutional amendment, they can do that if the House wants to, and I'd probably vote for it, though I'd hope he'd get beat. But they certainly should not have a separate bill that would go down there to do anything in delaying for you to sign or not to sign, because I think the heat is tremendous. It's not really your problem. I think it's a disgraceful imposition to bring that dead cat and lay it on the front steps down there. And so I was encouraging John Young and the others to have a constitutional amendment, not to kick out that foolish Tuck bill, which is clearly unconstitutional. What they want to do is pass a bill that's unconstitutional, that'll get you in trouble either way, or be embarrassing, and then it'd be ruled unconstitutional in 45 days.
How many people did we have on the poverty bill in Texas? About 15?
15, sir.
15 Democrats.
And 15 Democrats and one for it who had to be home because his stepmother died, Lindley Beckwith.
So that'll be 16 then?
Yes, sir.
We're losing six of them on Appalachia.
Oh, sure. And we just can't sweat them back.
Who are the six? Roberts.
Let me get my list. I can almost tell you. I haven't run a full poll, but I know we dealt with them so close on poverty that they're a little sensitive. We'd lose Burleson, Casey, Dowdy, Fisher.
That's four.
Kilgore.
Five.
Mahon to lose his guts.
That's six.
Pogue and Pickle.
Seven, eight.
Maybe. Pogue and Pickle, I'll say maybe. But we'd lose Pooh.
And Roberts.
And Roberts.
Ten.
And Teague, I think. And Rogers.
Well, hell, you're going to lose... How many is there?
Well, I've got nine that are far, I think, will go. Nine would be Forrest, probably.
Well,
and we could possibly pick up Pickle or Pogue to make a stand.
All right, now who are those nine?
Beckwith. Brooks, Gonzalez, Patman, Purcell, Thomas, Thompson, I think Thompson will stay, Wright, and Young. That's nine, I think, are fairly firm. Possibility on Pickle and Pogue. And I think it'd be kind of tough to get any more out of Texas. They're, you know, we worked on them pretty strongly, I did.
Yeah, I think so. I think all of us did. Well, you know, any other thing? How's Albert feeling?
Albert was feeling good yesterday, but he took a little dope the night before to sleep. And I've encouraged him to take some at night. He doesn't like to take it, but he felt good, and he said he'd had some, so I can't tell really, but his doctor told me he's going to be all right, that he was doing pretty good.
How's Charlotte?
Charlotte is fine.
She's still gaining weight till I want her to quit eating so much.
She's reduced.
Well, I've reduced a little. We'll match tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, my diplomatic room.
Bless your heart. Looking forward. Dress,
No, just come like you want to. I'll have on maybe a suit, but you can come any way you want to.
Just home, folks.
Yeah. Bless I thought I might heart. Ask Albert and maybe
Albert would be delighted.
Maybe Clark Thompson, somebody like him.
At 7 o'clock, Albert would be delighted, I know.
All right.
Bless your heart. Bye.